Hello, and welcome to another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on November 19th, 2017, with the duo Dozot St. Marie. Thanks for listening.
When wheels hit the open road, time slips away, time slips away. Drive. Until I woke up. Thank you.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. This is a live in-studio sessions with the duo Dozot St. Marie. They are here in the station with me. My name is TBD, and that was the song Time Slips Away. And I wanted to say, first of all, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. Your voice is incredible. Both of your voices are incredible, but... yeah, that was great. I really, really enjoyed it. And I wanted to say, I wanted to let you introduce yourselves, say hello to everyone.
All right. Hello, Colorado. I am Heather St. Marie, one half of the acoustic power duo Dozot St. Marie.
And I'm Matt Dozot.
The other half, and I'm sure everyone can now understand where the band name comes from.
Right.
That's awesome that you you both have such interesting last names that it was just able to come together and make a unique band name.
Well, thank you. I think we kind of debated on it.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to spell.
And hard to pronounce.
And hard to pronounce,
yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we figured why not go with it and then force it into people's heads.
Yeah, it's definitely unique, and it'll definitely be there, at least for me and my head for the rest of the day and for a while, and hopefully everyone else who's listening to this music, because it's really great stuff. I wanted to talk to you. We've been talking before we went on air. Y'all are from LA, and previous to this duo, you were in the band together called Hydro Vibe, which, if anyone doesn't know that band, they y'all had some success with the song that was in Saw.
Yep,
Killer Inside.
I was watching that video before y'all got here, and it's definitely it's different. It's very yeah. different than the music that you're playing now. So I wanted to ask you kind of. What's it like, right? Because you wrote music for both of the groups, and what's the difference between those writing and those music experiences?
Well, I guess our writing process almost always starts with an acoustic guitar anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess so that's the genesis. Where it goes from there, I guess, and we kind of write, you know, they're pop constructed songs.
Mm-hmm.
With Hydro Vibe, it was presented in like a heavy rock context,
mm-hmm.
But the song is a song. So some of the Hydro Vibe songs, for example, Dozot St. Marie has been playing some of those songs,
mm-hmm.
and it's obviously a whole different vibe, but a lot of them, like even the heavier ones, the more driving ones, mm-hmm. take on more of a bluegrass tone to them. It's interesting how that works, but yeah, so it's all how you present it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Do you think, is there any difference in like the scene or the music gigs that you play when you're playing with Hydro Vibe or you're playing with Dozot St. Marie? Or do you feel like there's a lot of crossover, just like there's crossover in the music?
I think our fans definitely have enjoyed the new, you know, stuff, mm-hmm. and that crossed over really well. But as far as performing and the crowds and mm-hmm. stuff, it was very different.
Yeah.
I mean, we're coming from like big rock shows, there's lights, and you know you're killing it on stage if the crowd's loud and you can't mm-hmm. even hear yourself. And then we're going into these listening rooms
mm-hmm.
where we're performing, and you know you're killing it if the crowd is so silent.
Yeah.
You can hear the ice in glasses. And that was terrifying for me, because I'm up there on stage, I'm like, oh my God, we're bombing. Mm-hmm. They're not saying a word. We're bombing. But I think people were just really getting into it mm-hmm. in that way.
Mm-hmm,
so that took a while to get used to. It was kind of like that, you know, when they say you have the nightmare of showing up at school with no clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
That's really how it felt, because mm-hmm. it's so stripped down.
Yeah.
You can't hide behind anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Luckily, our fans have evolved as we've evolved with this. They've followed us on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then it's opened us up to a wider fan base. So we're gaining a lot more fans. And
mm-hmm.
so we've been fortunate. I mean, the timing of this whole thing, we did not plan this, by the way. It just kind of, we talked about we wanted to do a duo project at some point, and
mm-hmm.
An opportunity fell in our lap to open up a big show in LA, and so it really forced us to like get it in gear and actually make it happen, which was the best thing that could have ever happened, because otherwise we probably would still be talking about doing this thing.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. we're such perfectionists, you know, we would have tried to make sure that everything was perfect, and that's just not how life goes.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
So once we got that opportunity, it just forced us to hurry up. We recorded the songs that we've been talking about doing, and then we got our live show together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we figured, since we did all that work, well, let's just book a tour right after that. And mm-hmm. so we did this big show in LA, and then we launched out on tour and just saw there was so much demand around this new entity that it was like clear that this needs to be the current focus.
Okay.
Well, a lot of our fans that would come, the comment we kept getting over and over again, are you guys are exactly where you should be right now.
That's
always a good sign.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So next we're going to be listening to a Dozot St. Marie version of a Hydrovive song. This is going to be the song Disconnect Me. And how do you think it's different than, or just how did you kind of transpose this into an acoustic song from its original format, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
So this is one of the ones that ends up being a little more bluegrass. Today we're going to play it completely broken down.
Mm-hmm.
But live, we play, I have a kick drum.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a 4-on-the-floor beat going, and it totally has this bluegrass feel.
Mm-hmm.
And people are, you know, people really seem to respond to that. But I don't know how much is really different about it. I mean,
for me, nothing
really
changes.
It's the same intensity. It's everything's the same intensity. It's just not a heavy rock band backing it, you know?
All right, awesome. So once again, this is going to be the song Disconnect Me, originally by Hydrovive, but today performed by Dozot St. Marie, who also wrote the song and have performed it before when they were in Hydrovive. But this is going to be a really cool stripped-down acoustic version here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Thanks so much for tuning in, and thanks for listening. And I'll keep talking until the tuning is done and it sounds it sounds great. So we're gonna
discuss how we're doing this.
No, we didn't. We're just this is a special version. Just
yeah, we've never
guys,
done it like this
on the fly.
With no kick or anything else. We're just gonna.
All right, so
I guess we're just winging it.
Let's
just
do it.
It's gonna be a very special, very unique performance right now. Dozot St. Marie in the KCSU studio. I'm TBD. Thanks for tuning in.
Trying to kill the voices in my head.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You just listened to a live performance of the song Disconnect Me by Dozot St. Marie, originally by Hydra Vibe. I don't know exactly if I can call it a cover, though, since it's kind of originally your song
revamp.
As well.
It's a revamp. Yeah.
remix times 2.0,
right?
Disconnect Me. And you were talking before we went on air that you're currently in the studio.
Yes.
And that you're thinking about creating an EP where you do Hydra Vibe songs, but as Dozot St. Marie. And so that's...
Yeah.
I was just wanting to ask you how that process is going in the studio, putting out new music. You put out an EP in 2016, which is Falling Again EP, and so there's new music to come,
right.
Is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, we've got lots and lots of songs. It's just, I guess like Matt said, we're perfectionists, so it's mm-hmm. really hard for us to commit something, you mm-hmm. know, and get it down and put it out. But that's our main focus right now is getting, we've got two EPs we're working on mm-hmm. to get out new music, and mm-hmm. then the, you know, the revamps or covers, mm-hmm. whatever you feel like calling them, of
yes.
our, you know, just going back to our rock roots and mm-hmm. just showing how, you know, it's
which
all of us.
Going to be the title, by the way.
Yes, it is the title, Rock Roots.
Mm-hmm.
We just thought it'd be, to be fair, so we're not closing the chapter on
mm-hmm.
that. So we're just kind of paying homage to it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was telling you, we play the songs live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a different version and people are responding to it. So we're going to record those. I think we're about halfway done
mm-hmm.
with both EPs. So we're working on both simultaneously. And then we're figuring out our release plans, probably something in March.
Okay.
And then I think the Rock Roots is going to come out second. I think we're going to do...
We need new music
out
first.
New music first.
Yeah.
And then the Rock Roots after.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's going to be really, really cool. And they can find, if people who are listening and they want to find that, you have a website.
Yes.
Which is, I have it right here, just dozotstmarie.com. You're also on Facebook.
Right.
Spell that out.
I know. Here, I'll do it. It's Dozat. Stmarie.
Wonderful.
That way you remember it.
Yeah. Dozot St. Marie.
.com.
.com and on Facebook.
We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. I mean, pretty much the gamut. You can find us.
All right.
Hydra Vibe as well.
Awesome. So if anyone out there has been listening and liked what they've been hearing, just like I have, you know where to find Dozot St. Marie now out in the internet world. And the next song that we're looking at playing is going to be, you're thinking, off of the new EP?
Yeah, it's one of the ones that we're working on right now that's going to be released.
Awesome. So this is a special preview of the song Crash Over Me, performed live by Dozot St. Marie right now in the KCSU studio. And this will be on the EP, which they're thinking about releasing in March. So you are getting a special listen to it right now. They were performing it, practicing before we went on air, and I really, really enjoyed this song. So they're going to give us a listen, and we're going to come back and do some more talking about their latest touring experiences with Rick Springfield, and then they're going to play another song for us, so definitely stick around. Thanks for tuning in to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Crash over me, over me.
walking on a rope, chasing after a dream. There's no net below, and there's no guarantee. Come crash over me, crash over me, and free me from this anxious feeling. Crash over me, crash over me.
KCSU Fort Collins. You just listened to a live performance of the song Crash Over Me by Dozot St. Marie. They are in the station with me right now, and that was really, really cool. Like I said, I enjoyed that song earlier, and I think it would be a great single to have off of the new EP that you're trying to release.
Thanks. Thank you.
I think it's really catchy. And you, Dozot St. Marie, from L.A., but you're in Colorado right now because you were playing some shows with Rick Springfield. And if anyone does not know who Rick Springfield is, probably most well-known for Jesse's Girl, those classic throwback tunes. So I want to ask just kind of what that experience is being with or touring with such a kind of well-known name. And you said you've been playing with him for over a year. You've played shows with him for a long
Spot
time.
Spot dates, yeah.
Yeah, just all fly dates.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really book these as a tour very much. I wish he would, because that would be fun. But we, you know, we enjoy the fly dates too.
Yeah.
But it's always great. Rick has a very unique fan base. It's like we were saying last night, you know, these we just played two nights in a row with him at the Stanley in Estes Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like Rick concerts. It's mm-hmm. like Rick conventions. These uh-huh. people fly from all over the place mm-hmm. to come to these things. And so, and they all know each other. It's mm-hmm. like this community, and
it's a
tight-knit circle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fortunately for us, they have brought us into the circle. So that's been very good for us. And obviously to play shows with somebody of, you know, Rick's stature, that's always
mm-hmm.
inspirational. And the crowds are always huge. They love what we do. And it's been great. We'll continue to pick up, you know, as many of these as we can.
Mm-hmm. And just I wanted to ask,
you know, how are you liking Colorado? Obviously, you're all from LA, and do you come to Colorado a lot to play with?
This is our first time ever playing
wonderful.
In Colorado.
Well, I'm glad you're here then.
We've loved it. This whole tour has been fabulous, and it's the first thing we said. Thursday night, we played in Denver at the Walnut Room.
Yes.
And everyone is just so welcoming, and the bands, like we were talking earlier, bands really support each other here.
Absolutely.
And you know, we've toured a lot between the two bands. You know, we've toured for many years all over the country, and we find that when bands get together like that and they are supportive of each other, number one, you get better bands, and better music comes out of it, and the scene is just unstoppable. You know, when bands start competing, it just kills something.
Yeah.
But out here, we're just so excited about it, and we're happy to finally be a part of it, because
of
it's
course.
Just beautiful.
Well, then I'm glad you made it, and I'm sure that anyone who heard you while you were in Denver would love to have you back again.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we think we're talking like May-ish. We'll have the new stuff out, and we'll let the snow melt because we're not used to driving in this.
Absolutely, yeah. Don't want to do that unless you're ready for that.
Right. We got a little taste, and it was perfect. We're like, all right, we're Southern Cali and originally Louisiana, so yeah.
All right. So we'll see you back in the spring and the summertime, hopefully.
Definitely.
Before you go, we're going to listen to one more song. This is Falling Again, and this is the title track off of your EP that you released last year. Again, anyone who's listening can find that Spotify, iTunes, at the website doze@stmarie.com if they like what they've been hearing. And a podcast version of this in studio will be up within the next couple weeks or so, probably after fall break. So anyone tuning in right now can hear the full session that we've had today once the podcast is up. And thank you so much for coming in.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah,
thanks
absolutely.
For having us.
I'm glad that we could make this work because this has been so much fun. I really, really, truly enjoy your music. So here's this last song, Falling Again. If you want to give maybe any explanation about the meaning behind the song or the process behind writing this song, because this is the title track of your EP.
Is.
So I assume it has some significance
some
to you.
Yeah. You know, we always think about, you know, not just our personal experiences, but other people that we know or just in life in general. And it's when you really, really know something's bad for you, but you can't stop going back to it. That's kind of the gist of this song.
Gotcha.
You know, when you just keep going back to it.
Yeah, I'm sure pretty much everyone can relate to something like that.
Yeah.
So once again, Falling Again is the name of the song we're about to hear performed live by doze@stmarie in the KCSU studio. Thank you so much for tuning in, for supporting musicians, and for supporting your local college radio station.
I'm so worn out. These scenes keep repeating in my mind. Where are you tonight? And do you wish we could just rewind to better times when our characters were new? Scene fades to black, and so goes a chapter in our lives. But what happens now? Do we go gently into the night? See, I know what they say, and I know what I should do, but every time I get lost, I run back to you. And I've tried moving on, and I've tried
KCSU Fort Collins. That was the song Falling Again, performed live by Dozot St. Marie here in the KCSU studio. Once again, thank you so much for being here, for taking the time out of your mini Colorado tour to stop by a local college radio station and perform some great music. It really means a lot to me.
Well, thanks. Thank you. We've been big fans of college radio. Mm-hmm. I mean, it supports local and upcoming artists. I think it's great.
Absolutely.
So we really appreciate being here.
That's how we got our start, too. We did a performance just like this at our local college back home in Louisiana, KOPI.
Yep.
Only difference that I notice right now is there were racks and racks and racks of CDs on the shelves at that time, and you have about 30.
Yeah, we not unfortunately, but we are slowly transitioning more to digital, which is how it's going to be.
Yep.
So
times are changing.
Exactly, but it's funny that
makes good wall decor. I like.
Right. All the CDs are on the walls as decor instead of being played.
It's beautiful. It's very aesthetic.
I was actually a DJ too.
That's awesome. Uh-huh. Well, that's so cool. It comes full circle then, doesn't it?
Exactly.
That's awesome. Once again, this has been a live in-studio session with Dozot St. Marie, and you can find this podcast when it's up at kcsufm.com. We will be posting it on our Facebook as well, which is 90.5 KCSU, so you can follow us on there if you want to keep up to date with the podcast when it comes out, and also when we have other in-studio sessions like this, because we have a couple really exciting ones coming up in December as well. Thank you so much, Heather and Matt, for being here, and I safe travels back to LA.
We'll see you
Thank
in May.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Definitely let me know when y'all are back here, because that will be
fantastic. And we'll get you the single. We'll get you the record as soon as it's done.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. I would love to hear that. So this has been a live session with Dozot St. Marie. This is 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you have a fantastic Sunday.
Thanks for listening to this episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I would like to thank the duo Dozot St. Marie for coming into the studio. My name is Haley Justino. I hosted this interview, engineered the audio, and produced this podcast. If you'd like to hear more podcast episodes from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.